There's really no reason to be home alone on Saturday night. I've been telling you about this huge game coming up for the SIU Basketball Salukis, the final regular season home game. And we want a huge crowd at the arena tomorrow night. I've got head men's basketball coach Barry Henson on the phone line with me. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
Hey, brother. Tomorrow night, how important is it to have a huge crowd at this game?
Well, I told our team yesterday, and I believe this. I know people will think this is kind of funny, but the most important game of the year to me is our senior night. And we have specifically three seniors that have given us a lot, and specifically one in Anthony Bean. Anthony's been through the hard times, and now he's getting to go through the good times. And we'll start all three of our seniors. We'll start the largest lineup we've started all year long. We're going to start our 7-footer Dang Leak, and then we're going to start Evie Dejembe, and of course we're going to start Anthony, all three of our seniors. But you have an opportunity, in all honesty, to witness something that hasn't been witnessed in a long time. We're going to chance to finish the season, try to win 22 ball games, and we haven't done that since 2007. So it's just a big night for the Salukis.
It's going to be an awesome time there at the arena, and tickets are still available, but you need to get online and get them, siusalukis.com, and I'm going to put all this up at z100fm.com to get it there. But, Coach, I'll tell you what, this season, the electricity is there. I mean, congratulations on getting it going again, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, and, the credit goes to the kids because they've done a great job. And, you know, we've hit a little rut here. We've had two tough road games at Evansville and at Illinois State, but there have been some other teams that have had to go through those venues as well and have the same results. So we finally get to come home and then try to get a win over Missouri State, kind of give us a little punch maybe going into the Valley Tournament. And but really excited with what's happened. You start the season, everybody thinks you're going to be at the bottom of the barrel, and now you're playing in the top half of the league. And
yep.
You got a chance to be fourth place, which, nobody wants to start, yelling we're number four, but when they think you're going to be 10th or 9th in the league, it's a pretty good step up for the kids.
Well, and I'll tell you what, too, what's amazing to see how this team has gelled together and played as a team, and when you go on the road and when you're playing in the Missouri Valley Conference, Coach, it seems like every team, every game is just a battle, especially down under the rim. It's just crazy how physical it is.
Well, I know we were disappointed the other night at Illinois State, but we scored the same amount of points that Wichita State scored when they went in there, too.
Yeah.
So, it's that time of the year. I watched Illinois last night, and they couldn't get to 50 points. I watched the alma mater the other night, and they couldn't get to 50 points. It's just that time of the year, and it's difficult to win no matter where it is. And the game Saturday night will be a heck of a game because Missouri State's trying to win so they don't have to be in the play-in game. I mean, it'll be a heck of a game. Fans will get to see a good game and get a chance to see three of our seniors who've made a great commitment to our program.
Well, I can't wait. Senior night, final regular season home game. We want a huge crowd at the arena. There's nothing quite like it. And I'll tell you this, it is so cool to bring your kids to a SIU basketball game, and they get to see Gray Dog and Brown Dog, and they get to experience something that's other than a tablet. You know what I mean, Coach? They get to really participate in something.
It's a great family atmosphere, and you're right. You don't have to bring an iPad. You don't have to bring a tablet. There's going to be things going on. And I tell you what, we're also going to recognize the Shakers, our cheer, our pep band, all of the seniors. We're going to recognize everybody that's made a commitment to this season and been a part of our great athletic park. Shoot, we may even play a Chris Stapleton song.
Yeah, all right. What's your favorite Chris Stapleton song? I'm curious.
Anything he sings. Anything. God, guys, that guy's hot as can be right now. And, he's my kind of guy. He's got a twang. I don't think my wife's in love with him, but I certainly am. And you just got through playing Luke Bryan. I don't mind that she'd leave me in a heartbeat for Luke Bryan, but I'm a Chris Stapleton guy, and I just like guys that have twang, and I certainly like the little girl that sings Burning House, Pam. I think she's pretty doggone good, too.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get a victory tomorrow night, and then we're going to have like a Saluki basketball country concert, and we'll get Cam in here and Chris Stapleton and all these folks. We're just going to have us a party.
There you go, my man. I like how you think.
We'll do it, brother. Hey, Coach Henson, thank you so much for your time. Go Dogs, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the arena.
You bet. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Coach Henson with me this morning. Hey, get your tickets online, siusalukis.com. I'll give you the number there on our website at z100fm.com, and very, very excited. So, I mean, come on, let's get some Stapleton on here for Coach and for the Dogs this morning. I don't know if the team likes Stapleton or not, but I sure do. So that's just the way it's going to be. Now, I can't promise you a concert or anything like that, but wouldn't that be cool if that did happen? I don't know. Maybe we could get some people together and make it happen at the arena. Chris Stapleton, Nobody to Blame, at New Country Z100. Good morning.